What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Roma, new movie from Netflix, also got a theatrical release. I have a feeling this is one of those movies this time of year where all the Academy Award prospects get released most of the time. Sometimes you'll get some movies nominated from earlier in the year, but a lot of the time studios will wait. This one directed by Alfonso Cuarón, who is the guy that did, I want to say, that space movie with Sandra Bullock, Gravity, which is kind of his most, I would say, blockbustery Hollywood movie, even though it's pretty simple. It takes place in, I mean, there's a lot of special effects in it for sure, but a very simple type of a movie. Children of Men, Y Tu Mama Tambien. So he's definitely, I mean, he started out as more of a independent movie filmmaker. And I would say, aside from like Children of Men and Gravity, which are kind of his most mainstream-esque movies, still pretty far out there as far as concept-wise or as far as just, like, Gravity is just a very simple movie, but, you know, big actors and stuff. Roma definitely is a movie where you feel like you're watching, like, just an artist at work. It definitely has more of an art house feel to it. So even more than just a standard independent type of movie, this one's like, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's filmed in black and white, I'm sure. It is available on Netflix. I haven't watched it on my TV. I wanted to go see it in a theater just because I heard it's just beautiful, which it is. It's shot very beautifully, very simple. There's very simplistic camera movements. There's nothing crazy about it. It's a lot of static and like panning shots and tracking shots, but very, a lot of the movement, because it is a very slow movie, it follows, it's basically about, it's his love letter to his maid or his nanny growing up. So it follows a year in the life of this nanny, live-in maid, live-in help for a well-to-do family in the 70s in Mexico. So she's a maid, and we follow her as she takes care of the house, which the house, I would say, is probably the supporting cast, the biggest supporting cast member of this whole movie, aside from the main character, which, what is her name? Let's see here. I forget. It's like, I want to say Lupe or something, but I know that's wrong. Let's see. Cleo? Okay. I think Lupe or something like that was who it was dedicated to at the end of the movie. But Cleo, so follows her, and she's like, you know, she's probably early 20s. She's working for this family. But the house being a character, because you spend a lot of time there, the way the movie is shot, you get familiar with this house. It becomes very familiar to you, very familiar as an audience member. So for me, it's when they come home, because they, you know, a lot of it takes place at this house where the two maids are working, and then there's another guy that helps out doing stuff also. The dad is like a doctor or whatever. The mom has her own job, but, you know, so she's not always there. So they have maids take care of their four kids. And you know, it's really just, it's quiet. You're just seeing her work. About the most movement in this is from the camera work. There's like constant movement with the camera, it felt like, which kind of gave it more pace, since it is so slow. You're literally just watching. There's a scene where you're literally just watching Cleo come down the stairs to turn off the lights and turn off everything downstairs as everybody's kind of getting bed and things, and they're cleaning up at the end of her shift with her, you know, her coworker or whatever. But just in that scene, first it's shot, it's framed beautifully, everything's choreographed. All of the scenes in this movie are like amazingly choreographed. You could tell there's a lot of detail spent, because it's like you have these wide shots when they're not in the house, these wide shots while they're out about town or, you know, on their different trips. And there's so many different things happening while the camera's panning. It's almost like a Revenant situation, except for it's not meant to look like a single take. But there's a lot of things happening in frame, and I really like the movie. It's got a lot. It's a heavy movie. There's a scene that going into it, I had already listened to reviews of the movie, so I was more excited to watch it. That's why I went to go see it in a theater. But there's a scene that a lot of people complain about, which I had no problem with. However, I am not a parent. I do not have kids. I know children. They're fine. But I understand that sometimes not everybody lives. I get that. So there's scenes in here where I get it. It's played to impact the audience, which it is. I mean, it's all like this is all what I would urge everybody to do is listen to the Slash Filmcast review of this. Jeff Cannata, one of the hosts of that, has a nanny that helps him out. He has a newborn and I think one more on the way. And she's, you know, not from the same place that this takes place, but it related to her so much when she saw it. And she sent him a text message breaking down what this movie meant to her. And I think that in itself is worth listening to. It's beautiful, and it helps frame, encapsulate what this movie is to a lot of people that don't get represented. Especially, I mean, it's a story. One of the reasons I loved it so much is because it's a story that you're not going to see. It's not like crazy. It's not a rom-com. It's a story that you couldn't sell. Like, I don't know how you would convince somebody to give you money if you weren't already just an amazing director, proven, and you know, you go to these pitch this thing to Netflix and you're like, listen, I got this movie. It's going to be art house style. I'm stripping all that bullshit away. I'm not casting any names. It's all no names. It's going to be about my maid, my nanny that I grew up with. It's a love letter to her. And it shows her love for this family. And it shows her love for what she does and just family in general. And seeing things that try to get in her way of being what she is to this family and being what she is as a person. And then Netflix is like, yeah, sure, let's do it. Here's some money. We'll make a push we'll get a theatrical release. And which is, it is a beautiful movie. I started watching it on my TV, and it looks beautiful on my TV as well. And I don't have like a fancy TV or anything. I used to have the projector and the surround sound and a nice home theater setup, which I do miss, but that's why I like to go to movie theaters, because I don't even have the distraction of my phone, because I turn my phone in airplane mode. I'm 100% in the movie when I go to it. So I could see this definitely. I could see that. I would not be surprised or angry if this got, I mean, best cinematography for sure, best directing. I could see best directing, maybe best picture, because it is one of those movies that's so minimal, it can be so relatable, I'm sure, to a lot of people. But I enjoyed it a lot. Roma, go watch it on Netflix, in theaters if you can, support it. It's a great movie. New episodes of this show come out every day. Subscribe everywhere podcasts are found. You can binge the full week over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Inspireddisorder.com for all of my work. Save 50% with coupon code THANKS18. That's the number 18 through the end of the year on all the artwork and t-shirts that I have for sale on my website at Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a great day, everybody. Peace out.